Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 353 for Friday, April 17th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. Rice Futures Canada canola contracts were mostly higher Friday morning, as the market took a bit of a breather and saw a correction higher after yesterday's sharp losses. Canola was steady to up $3, the July contract up $2.50 at $446.80 per ton. Canola broke below a number of key chart points during yesterday's sell-off, and that shifted the technical bias to the downside. Continued strength in the Canadian dollar, which has rallied by nearly 3 cents over this past week, also weighed on canola, but ideas that yesterday's losses were overdone provided some underlying support, and that accounted for the early correction higher. A lack of significant farmer selling and the need to keep some weather premiums in the futures also kept canola supported. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were chopping around within tight ranges in early trade, but the bias was higher in the most active months. Soybeans were down a penny to up 3 cents, the July contract up three at $9.72 per bushel. Speculative short covering ahead of the weekend was one supportive feature in beans, with good demand from the domestic crush sector also keeping some buying interest in the market. However, expectations for a large U.S. crop, together with the ongoing South American harvest, did limit any upside potential, and that kept beans range-bound overall. Corn was up 1 to 2 cents, the July contract up a penny at $3.85 per bushel. Corn traders are following the U.S. weather news closely, with seeding delays in some parts of the Corn Belt being weighed against reports of good planting weather in other areas. Wheat futures, they're down 2 to up 2 cents. The July contract in Chicago up a half cent at $4.91 per bushel. After posting big losses for most of the past week, wheat was due for a bit of a correction today. However, the improving moisture conditions for the U.S. winter wheat crop, with more rain in the forecasts, did remain a bearish influence. The fact that U.S. wheat remains overpriced in the global market also served to keep any gains to a minimum. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday morning, April 17th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Franz Workington.